by the head coach of the Crimson Pirates, Coach Darren Zimmerman. And, well, Coach, a lot of offense there, especially in that second half.
Yeah, there was. We didn't defend very well all game, unfortunately. But at least in the second half, we made some shots and executed a lot better and took care of the ball better. That was encouraging.
Yeah, definitely, especially there in the second half. It's always nice to end the regular season on that kind of high note, at least offensively.
Yeah, for us especially, that's been, you know, our weakest area all year is just putting together quality possession after possession after possession. So we did that more consistently in the second half, not the way we needed to in the first half, but certainly in the second half. And, yeah, that's something to build on leading up into our practices this upcoming week.
And it felt like in the first half there, especially towards the end of the first half, there was a pretty big stretch there where their full court press kind of started forcing some turnovers and kind of got you guys in a little bit of a hole.
It did, yeah. Quite a big hole, actually. And thank you for putting it nicely. yeah, we're trying to make that pass that beats the defense and the first pass of the possession without any rotations. And, you know, they're just sitting back waiting for those things. And unfortunately, when you turn it over there, too, it tends to lead to a high percentage shot and with no defense there. So they got too many of those and went from, you know, a fairly tight game after we kind of weathered their first run to being a big deficit that we did not want.
Yeah, it was a really good start for you guys. You were able to hang in there. It was within 10 points there for a good portion of that first half. And then, as we just mentioned, that kind of wave that you guys weren't really able to sustain there. I believe you called a timeout as well, trying to hold that, and it just didn't go your way there in the first half.
No, it didn't. And, you know, you got to give Breckenridge credit there. It was their defense, their pressure, and their anticipation that caused us to make a lot of those mistakes. So there's two teams playing, and they certainly executed and did what they needed to do. We just, unfortunately, were just a little bit too fast and not fundamental enough to make good passes and to be patient enough to see and attack that press the way we needed to. And when you don't do that, it leads to turnovers.
Did you tell Isabel Smith something at the half? Because she just came out on fire.
No, I mean, that's just, she's senior. She's playing with the urgency and has expectation to do as well as she can and for the team to do as well as she can. And she's a good shooter, too, you know, and she's showing that she can drive the ball a little bit and has a little pull-up jump shot at the end of the first half. So that was big for her, you know, I think, to have that game and to kind of spring her forward, because we're definitely going to need her and need that play in the postseason.
We've also seen Caitlin Christensen kind of become a little more comfortable on the offensive end now, a couple of games in a row where she's starting to knock down some threes.
Yeah, Caitlin, she's kind of a spark plug for us at times. Just she plays so hard and plays really gritty. She'll do whatever it takes, and she'll make whatever play she needs to help the team win. And she does have a quick shot. So if we can get her a look and be able to stretch the defense a little bit and add a second or third shooter out there, that'll be good for us this upcoming week.
And then Chloe Bull, of course, we know that we're going to see her attack the basket. And as the game went on, it felt like she was getting more and more comfortable there and getting herself to the free throw line, knocking down quite a few free throws today as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge part of her game, is just being able to attack off the bounce. And she, as like you said, she got more comfortable as the game went on and maybe wore on the defense a little bit and found some grooves to drive on. And she found herself at the line, too. So if you're going to be an aggressive player, you can expect to be at the line. And we need you to convert there, and she did that for us tonight.
And it's got to be nice to see not just her, but you also saw Emma Gunderson make a couple of really nice cuts off the ball there, found herself wide open down low.
Emma sees the floor really well. You know, she's played a lot of basketball over the years for us and just has a good mind to see and know when to do things. Her teammates found her for some beautiful cuts, especially early in the game. And that kind of, usually, it just gets the offense moving a little better when you got a kid cutting like that. And we just need to get a little bit earlier and more consistent and have it all game, not just out of Emma, but our entire team.
And again, that's another senior, too, seeing the floor, using that wiseness that she's gained throughout her career.
Correct, yeah. I mean, our three seniors didn't play perfect tonight, but they certainly played really hard. And they were good leaders on the floor. And that's important. There's a lot to be said for that. And they're a big reason we had the offense that we did in the second half, just the way that they played, moved the ball, and their willingness to shoot it. So kudos to those guys for, you know, leaving it out there in their last regular season game.
Yeah, and that's another good point. It's their final regular season game, about to turn your attention to the postseason. But again, 32 points in the second half, that's really good for you guys, especially coming off of last game where you didn't even have 32 points in the full game.
No, yeah, you're exactly right. That's certainly probably one of our half highs maybe for the season. And if we can just run offense like that and get those looks, we've shown we got some kids that can shoot and some kids that can drive. We just got to, A, take care of the ball. You know, turnovers were way down in the second half, and you just got a lot more shot attempts and a lot more chances to convert, and we were able to convert tonight in those opportunities.
It's no coincidence when the turnovers are down, scoring goes up. And also, as you were talking about in the pregame, where running the offense and making sure that all the girls out on the floor are comfortable, and you could really see that in the second half, that they were just kind of really meshing together really well. Didn't matter what five was on the floor.
There's multiple possessions that we made the extra pass that we saw. We moved the ball. There was another kid open, especially the way they were playing zone. There's another kid open, whether at the corner or in the wing, after the ball had moved once or twice. And it was good to see that unselfish play, find that open player for what ended up being a good shot, and we were able to convert on a lot of those shots.
Well, let's turn our attention to the postseason now, as with the regular season officially coming to a close, and now everyone is at 0-0.
It is. You know, it's a brand new season, and you know, you just got to put everything behind you, good and bad. Certainly learn from the good and the bad, but realize that there's going to be some seeds that come out, but seeds don't win. Basketball players do, and we're going to be a lower seed than the team that we play. We can guarantee that. We know that, but it's the kids on the court that got to go do it, and we'll focus on that in practice and put together three good practices and give ourselves a good chance to go out and do something on Thursday.
What are you looking for in practice this week? Obviously, we can only speculate as to who your opponent will be. We don't know for sure. We'll find that out tomorrow. So what is the practice going to look like eventually once you know your opponent?
It's really simple. We're going to execute and work really hard on the defensive end and rebound. And then offensively, we're going to run our offense, and we're going to work on taking care of the ball. Whether that means we got to put three kids on a kid so they got to pivot and pivot their way out of pressure or whatever it is, but we just got to be more comfortable with pressure and take care of the ball better.
And it's always nice when the practice is at the end of the season. It's the simple things. You don't want it to get too complicated.
Yeah, the more complicated it is, the slower the kids get, slower coaches get, and that's not good for the game at all. So keep it simple, but do what you do hard and do it well, and good things are going to happen.
Well, wherever you guys will be, we will be following you guys. And, well, Coach, thanks for joining us throughout the regular season here during the pre- and post-game shows, and we'll see you next week in the postseason.
Awesome. Thank you.